Sud Wind.
Thank you. Without access to remedy, regulation loses much of its impact. However, effective regulation is necessary to achieve an impact for remedy. This regulation must support the rightful party, especially in cases where there's a great imbalance of power, such as that between employers and employees. This requires not only a general possibility of shifting the burden of proof to the companies, but also concrete measures to provide comprehensive insight into the evidence. However, it should be noted that the dismantling mentioned in 7.2b is not sufficient. Simply reducing these obstacles does not solve the problem, particularly where the hurdles are significant. Therefore, it is crucial to completely remove these obstacles rather than merely minimize them. Furthermore, the requirement of consistency with its domestic legal and administrative systems must not be maintained. In countries where legal loopholes exist, maintaining this requirement means these gaps will persist. To this end, the passage "to the extent applicable to the state" must be amended. The aim of the treaty is to create an international standard. If a state's legal system falls short, the treaty should fill the gap rather than reducing the possibilities of those affected. Another aspect is that stable and comprehensive protection must be created for those affected by human rights violations. Only in a secure environment, free from threats and other pressures, can those affected be encouraged to claim human rights violations without putting themselves and their families in danger. This protection should exist before the claim is made, continue throughout the legal proceedings, and remain in place afterwards. Finally, it is also encouraged that the legal support is gender responsive. This is the only way to ensure that women, who represent a particularly large and disadvantaged group in supply chains, receive appropriate support and justice. After all, there is no justice without remedy. Thank you.